Okay, good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shavuos daf Memhei. We are already holding on daf Memhei Amud Aleph. We are at Vachen V'ni Al Pinkasa, right in the middle of the Mishnah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines into the page on daf Memhei Amud Aleph. Today's share is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children, and Lili Nishmas, his mother, Golda Basimcha Alea Shalom, and Hashem Hashem and Aliyah. It is also sponsored by Chavi Khan and Heshi Kaufman, with tremendous gratitude to Hashem on the birth of their granddaughter, Tavi Gail and Julian Kaufman. They should be Zocha, the Gadla, the Torah, the Ben Torah, the Chuppah, the Masim Tovim, Mazel Tov, Yisidim on the Zoom, Mazel Tov, Yishav, a lot of Nachas. And we thank both sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So what we're going to talk about today is the following. First, we're going to have, again, we're continuing in the Mishnah. So the Mishnah started with 5 cases of Takanas Chachamim of Nishpa V'notel. Normally, when a person takes a Shvua, they're Nishpa and V'lo Mishalman. But we had 5 cases where Nishpa and V'notel, where you take a Shavua and then you get paid based on that Shavua. So we went through what those cases were. So we're going to elaborate on Chen V'ni Al Pinkasa, the 5th of those 5 cases. Then we're going to talk about 2 different cases where there's a Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda, when the parties disagree whether the transaction was completed. That we had a deal, I gave you what I was supposed to give you, you didn't give me what you were supposed to give me. And the other guy says, yes, I did. I don't know what you're talking about. So we're going to have 2 different cases like that where there's Machlokas Tanakama and Rabbi Yehuda. Then there's going to be cases that the Mishnah is going to list where the Toveya should have collected without a Shavua, but Chazal imposed a Shavua on him, meaning all the cases we discussed until this point in the Shavua and the Notlin is that the Toveya really should not have collected at all. And yet Chazal gave him the opportunity to collect with a Shavua, by taking a Shavua. But now we're going to have cases where the Toveya really should have shouldn't have even needed a Shavua. He should have just been able to collect. And now he's going to be able to, now Chazal impose on him a Shavua in order to be able to collect. Then the Mishnah is going to talk about, it's a long Mishnah because there's only one Mishnah in the Perek, so it's really multiple Mishnahs. But then the Mishnah is going to talk about cases of a Shavua when you deal with other people's money, meaning you're an Aris, a sharecropper, you're a Shutaf with someone else's money, you're an Apotropos on someone's money, you're dealing with someone else's money, so they have to know that they can trust you. So there may be shavuos that they could impose on you since you're dealing with their money all the time. So the entire Gemara in today's daf is all going to be about a sachir. It's all going to be about a hired worker. So first the Gemara is going to talk about why were they misakin that a sachir is nishba vinotel. What was the basis of that takana? Then the Gemara is going to have 2 different cases where the sachir can't be nishba vinotel, and then we're going to have a third potential case where a sachir cannot be nishba vinotel, namely if he was hired without edim, and that's going to be the discussion that takes up most of Amud Beis, is about a sachir that was hired without edim. So there's no evidence, I guess, that he was hired. So let's begin again. We are in the Mishnah. We're up to Vachen V'ni Al Pinkasa, 6 lines into the page on Daf Mem Hey Amud Aleph. Vachen V'ni Al Pinkasa Ketzad. What is the last case of the 5 cases where we said one is nishba v'notel? That is a Chen V'ni Al Pinkasa. What's it talking about? What does that mean? Lo sheyomer lo, it does not mean that the storekeeper says to the customer, kasav al pinkasi shata chayev li masayim zuz, that I have in my records that you owe me 200 zuz, and that the chenveni would then swear that he's in fact owed the 200 zuz and get paid, because that for sure can't be the case. The chacham would never believe the chenveni, even with a shavua, when there's no evidence whatsoever that this customer is even a customer, meaning how do I know anything? A guy owns a store, you can just go to anybody on the street and say, well, it says here in my records that I keep to myself that you owe me, $1,000. Of course he can't just mean this from an hotel. Ella, no. What it means is, Omer lo, the chenveni, the balabayis says to the chenveni, tein lebni sasayim chitin, I'm sending my child to the store, give him 2 sa'a of chitim, and send it home with my child, and I'll pay you afterwards. I'll pay you later. So he's selling it to him on credit by giving it to the kid, or attain the poly, sell the ma'os. I'm sending my worker to the store, so give my worker the small coins of a ma'a that altogether, when you pay all my workers, will be worth a sella, and then I'll pay you afterwards for giving the small change to my workers. And then they get into a disagreement as to what happened. Who, Omer, the chenveni says to the balabais, based on his notes, based on his ledgers, that nasati, I gave what what I was supposed to give. I gave your kid the chitin, I gave your workers the money, whatever the case may be. Vehein omrim, and the workers say, let's say, lo natalnu, we don't know, we never got it, we never got paid. So who nishpa v'notel? The chenveni will take a shvua and he'll get paid from the balabais what he claims he had given to the workers. Vehein nishpa v'notlin, and the workers also could take a shvua and they can get paid the wages that they claim they were never, they had not gotten paid. Because the chenveni says to the balabais, I don't believe the poalim with the shvua that they took from me. You're the one that trusted these poalim by not paying them in front of Edom and not telling me to pay them in front of Edom. So you should lose out. You should be the one to lose out from them taking a shvua. And the poalim could say to the balabais, I don't believe the chenveni with the shvua. You're the one that decided to pay us through a chenveni. So since you were the one that was, that was deciding how all of this should go down, so because it didn't work out the way it was supposed to, you're the one that's responsible. So that's the case that the balabais is going to ultimately lose if the chenveni is willing to be nishpa v'notel, if the chenveni is willing to swear that he in fact had not gotten paid. Amar ben Anas, so ben Anas said, is that the best resolution, that we're going to have the chenveni swear that he gave money to the workers and the workers swear that they didn't get money from the chenveni? That's asking for trouble. How can you put him in a position where it's going to be a shvua shav? It really means shvua sheker over here, where somebody's going to be lying, because it can't be true both that the chenveni did pay the workers and that he didn't pay the workers. So one of them is lying, and we don't want to impose a shvua where we know there's going to be a liar. Elohu notel shlo b'shvua v'hein notel shlo b'shvua. So our girsa is, and the girsa of the Rif is, rather the balabais loses out, the chenveni gets his money, the workers get their money, and nobody's got to take a shvua. So this is not a case. Chenveni al pinkaso is not a case of nishpa in v'notlin. It's just a case of notlin. There's no nishpa the way we have the girsa. The Bala Ma'ar has a girsa elohu notel b'shvua v'im notlin shalo b'shvua. The Bala Ma'ar has a girsa that the chenveni gets paid, but only with a shvua. The poel does not have to take a shvua. That's how the Meiri and the Ran have a girsa as well. And the Bala Ma'ar explains that the taina of the poelim is a stronger taina than the taina of the balabais, because the balabais definitely owed the poelim their wages. So he's considered like an eni yodea impiraticha, meaning I know that I hired you, I know you did the work, I don't really know if I paid you. The chenveni claims that I paid you through him, but I don't really know that. So therefore, the workers will take shalo b'shvua, whereas the taina of the chenveni klape the balabais is a weaker taina, because we don't know if he ever owed him the money in the first place. So therefore, it's a weaker taina, and that's why the chenveni is going to have to take a shvua, because we have no idea whether the balabais ever had to pay the chenveni, because we don't know if the chenveni ever paid the workers. So therefore, the Chenveni's taina is a weaker taina, and that's why Chenveni al pinkaso is on the list of Nishban v'notlin, because the Chenveni taka takes the shvua, even according to Ben Nanas, if you have that girsa in the Mishnah. Okay, so then the Mishnah now brings two different cases. We have Machlokas Tanakam and Rabbi Yehuda, when the parties disagree as to whether the transaction was completed, as to whether one party lived up to his responsibilities in the transaction. So Amar l'Chenveni. The balabais tells the chenveni, "Tain li bedinar peros, give me peros that are worth a dinar." V'nasan lo, and the chenveni gave him peros. And then amar lo, the chenveni says to the balabais, "Okay, I gave you the peros. Tain li also dinar. I think it's time that you give me the dinar that you owe me for those peros." So amar lo, the balabais says, "What are you talking about? Nesatu l'cha, I already gave you the dinar. Unesatu bu'unpili, and you put them in your cash register or your wallet." Or whatever, so Yeshava Balabais, Shanasanos a dinar. The Balabais is going to be the one to take a shvua that he's already paid the dinar, and then he's going to be potter. Amar lo, the Balabais tells the Chenveni, Tain li es haperos, give me the peros that I bought from you and that I already paid for. So Amar lo, the Chenveni says, I don't know what you're talking about. Nesatim lecha, I already gave you the peros that you bought from me, v'alachtim toch beischa, and you brought them home. So Yeshava Chenveni, the Chenveni will have to take a shvua that he gave those peros, that he in fact had given the customer the payrolls that he was supposed to, and then the chenveni will not have to give any more payrolls. So once he takes the shvu, he's going to be potter. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, kol sha payrolls biyado, yado ala aliona. The balabayis who already received the payrolls from the chenveni, he's yado ala aliona. He could take without a shvu, because it's not normal for a chenveni to sell, who sells without credit, to give the payrolls before he receives payment. So since the balabais has the payrolls, it's very mistaver that the chenveni has already been paid, and therefore there's not going to be a need for a shavua. So that's case number one, where there's a dispute as to whether the other party lived up to his half of the transaction, and machlokes tanaim, what do we do in such a case? Second case where there's such a machlokes, amar l'shulchani, if a balabais says to a money changer, tain li bedinar ma'os, give me little prutos that are worth a dinar altogether, a dinar of zahav altogether, and I'll give you a dinar. And so v'nasan lo, the shulchani gives the ma'os, he gives a lot of small change, he gives rolls and rolls of quarters or nickels or whatever to the balabais. So amar lo, the balabais says, so the chenveni, the shulchani rather, says to the balabais, tain li a dinar, okay, now you got to give me the golden coin for all of the rolls of nickels that I gave you. So the balabai says to the shulchani, "Nesat v'lcha, I already gave it to you. Unesat v'bunpli, and you put it away." So Yeshava balabai, the balabai has to swear that he already gave the dinar, and then he's going to be potter. Nasan lo, the dinar of the balabai gave the gold coin, and amar lo, and then he says to the shulchani, "Tain li esamaos, I would like all the rolls of nickels that I asked for." So amar lo, the shulchani says to the balabai, "Nesat v'lcha, I already gave them to you. V'shlachta l'toch kischa, and you already put them in your wallet, in your bag." So Yeshava Shulchani, the Shulchani is going to have to swear that he already gave the ma'os, and then he's going to be potter from giving anything further. But Rabbi Yehuda disagrees with that first case, and he says, "Ein derech Shulchani litein iser achi itol dinar." It's not normal for the Shulchani to give out the small change until he received the larger denomination of the currency. So since the Shulchani already gave the ma'os to the balabais, it's most mistaver that the balabais must have already given the dinar, and therefore the balabais does not need to take a shavua that he gave the dinar. It's muchach that he already gave the dinar. Period. That's the end of that part of the Mishnah. Now the Mishnah is going to discuss cases where really the Toveah should have been able to collect without any shavua at all. And the shavua is not like a treat that we're giving him, that you get to control your own destiny, you get to be Nishma Benotel. No, it's an imposition on him. Really, he should have been able to collect without a shavua. And we're imposing on him a shavua. So Kshem Sha'amru, just like the Chum said in Maseches Ksubas, that Habogemes Ksubasa, that a woman whose husband a woman and her husband were divorced, and the woman is coming to collect her ksuba, and she's moda that the ksuba is partially paid. And the Baal says, "What are you talking about? It's fully paid." So lo tipara ela b'shvua. The halacha is she can only collect the unpaid portion of the ksuba, or the what she claims is the unpaid portion of the ksuba, with a shvua that she has to take a shvua that the entire ksuba is not paid up. And even though she has a shtar ksuba that says that the full amount is owed, but she herself is moda that the full amount is not owed, and therefore she needs to bring a raya that whatever amount she claims is still owed is in fact still owed. Ve'edach mi'ida shi perua. And similarly, if an edecha testifies that the ksuba is perua, lo tipara el b'shvua. She's the woman really should have been able to collect without a shvua, but Chazal made a requirement that she has to take a shvua in order to get paid. And similarly, a woman who comes to collect the ksuba min nechasim mishubadim, from nechasim that are mishubad and to other parties, meaning they're mishubad to the ksuba, but the husband already sold them to other parties, so she wants to go confiscate them from the lukuchos, from the people that the husband sold them to, umin nechse yisomim, or let's say the husband had died and she wants to collect from the yisomim, lo tipara el b'shvua. She can only collect her ksuba with a shvua, even though she's got a ksuba in hand and really she should have been able to collect without a shvua. We impose upon her a shvua. Similarly, Chazal say that if, let's say, a woman's getting paid her ksuba and the husband's not around, he went to Medina Sayyam and he sent a get from Medina Sayyam. So now she says, okay, I have a get, I want to collect my ksuba. So she has the ksuba in hand, she should be able to collect the ksuba without a shvua, but we impose on her a shvua. Lo tipar el b'shvua. V'chein, and just like the chavmor mechayev v'shvua in all of those cases, they were also mesakin that a yisomim, that when yisomim come to collect a chov that was owed to their father, lo yiparu el b'shvua. They also have to take a shvua, even though they don't know for sure that their father's chov was not paid up. They have to swear at least that as far as they know, it wasn't yet paid up, and they're still owed the money. Shavua shelo pakadnu abba, a shavua that our father didn't tell us before he died that it's already been taken care of and that you're not owed the money anymore. No, he never told us anything of the sort. Velo amar lanu abba, and our dad didn't tell us prior that the shtar was perua. Vishlo matzino bein shtarosav shel abba, and we didn't find shtar zepero. We didn't find a receipt among our father's shtaros that this shtar was already paid up. All we have is a shtar that our father was owed money and no indication whatsoever that that was ever paid up. So that's a halacha of yisomim lo yiparu el b'shvua. They at least have to take the shvua that there is no indication that it was already paid up, even though they can't possibly take a shvua that it in fact wasn't paid up, because they're not the person, they're not the malva. The father was the malva, but they take a shvua to whatever they can. Rabbi Yochum and Broko Amar afilu nola rabbein la'achar misas ha'av harizu nishpa v'notel. Not only that, even if the son was born after the father died, we don't say that. What do you want him to do? Swear that the father didn't tell him that it was paid up? He never met his father. He was born after the father died, right? So he can't take such a shvua. Still, he's going to have to take a shvua that at least he didn't find a shovar among his father's shtaros, that when he was going through his father's filing cabinet and he found this shtar that says that the father was owed money, he didn't find any indication of a receipt, and he at least has to take such a shvua. Amram Shumum Liel, im yesh edim shomarav b'shas misaso, shtar ze eino peruahu, notel shlo b'shvua. If there are edim that saw that as the father was dying, he was saying this shtar was definitely not perua, that it was not paid up, then the yoresh is not going to have to take a shvua in order to collect, because we trust that it was not paid up. Tosfos points out, when the Gemara discusses this in a few davim from now, that the Tanakhama holds that even in that case he has to take a shvua. Why would he have to take a shvua? We have edim that the father said it wasn't paid up. Why is that going to be weaker than the shvua that that the kid takes, that he found no indication that it was paid up? Because it also says Tanakhama must hold that it's possible that the chov was perua, and the father is only saying that it wasn't perua to the edim in order that people should think that they're ashirim, that they're owed money by other people. So he wants people to think that that the children are ashirim, but maybe in fact it was already paid up. So that's why we're still going to impose a shvua on them, according to the Tanakhama, at least against Rav Shmuel Gamliel. We're still going to impose a shvua on them that they have no indication that it was already paid up. Okay, now the Mishnah discusses cases of shavua when you're dealing with someone else's money. So you're a money manager or whatever, you're a stockbroker, you're always dealing with other people's money. So we want to make sure that experience tells us that when people are dealing with other people's money, we want to make sure that they're being honest about it. So the following people take a shavua without even a taina. It means that they, without any tevia, it sounds like. So the Gemara is going to ask, what do you mean? Who would do that? Why, if no one's asking for anything, why would you just take a shvua? You're just going to walk into court when they say, I feel like I need to take a shvua about all the money that I've been handling. No, that wouldn't. That's not even shayach. So the Gemara is going to answer that it means that the tovea doesn't need to be tovea then with the tainas bari. That normally, in order to impose a shvua on somebody else, you need a tainas bari, that you know that they wronged you, they didn't pay you, they owe you money. Over here, the tovea could just tainas shema. He says, something's funny over here. Something's been strange about the way this business has been running, you know, that I entrusted you to run this business of mine. Something's not right, so I think there might be some funny business going on. I want you to take a shvua. So that's it. So that's enough for the person to take a shvua. So again, ve'el nishman shalom b'tayna, without a tainas bari, hashutafin v'ha'arisin v'ha'apetropin v'isha noses v'anosenes p'soch habayis u'ben habayis. If you have people who work for another other people's land in order to get a portion of the produce of the land. You know, that's an aris. Shutav is a shutav, is just a partner, or an apotropos, someone who's appointed as an apotropos to deal with you. You know, you own five different businesses. You don't have time to run all of them, so you hire someone to run one of the businesses for you. So that's your apotropos. Or an isha that's no sentence from the sentence of Chabayis, a woman whose husband owns a store and she runs the store, or she's an apotropos to deal with all of his nechassim. Or a bet habayis means when you have brothers that divide an estate and one of the brothers takes the lead and he's the one that deals with all the investments from the estate and everything like that. So he's going to have to take a shvuah to his brothers, even with the tainus shema. So Amar Lo, the shutaf says to his other shutaf that he's suspicious of, ma'ata ta'aneni, ritzoni shetishavali, that meaning the one who is suspect says, what's your taina against me? He says, my taina is I want you to take a shavua because I'm choshe that you took some money that doesn't belong to you. So chayiv, so that's it. He has to take a shavua. Cholka shutafin v'harisin, if the shutfin and the harisin divide up the money and everyone takes their chelek, and at the moment that they did that, he did not oppose a shavua on the shutaf for the aris that everything was done honestly. Ein yachal hashbiyo. Then you cannot come afterwards and say, now I want you to take a shvuah back to what happened. Remember when we split our business 5 years ago and we parted ways? Now I want you to take a shvuah that back then everything was done kedasu kedin. No, you need a tainas vada. You cannot come with a tainas shema to make the guy take a shvuah in such a case. Nisgalgul shvuah makom acher. But if anyway the person owes you a shvuah, megalgul lav esakol, then you can impose on him a shvuah about old stuff as well. You can say, okay, once you're taking shvuahs anyway, so then you're gonna take a shvuah about when we divided our business 5 years ago. Vashvius mishametes as a shvua. Just like shvius cancels a loan, it also cancels a chiv shvua on account of a loan. Meaning someone borrowed money without a shtar, and when the malva came to collect the money, the title was that the shtar was already partially paid. The lovers had already paid up some of it, so that the chov was partially paid. So so there's a shvus mode of mixas in order to pater from the from whatever amount he's being kofer. So before he takes that shvus mode of mixas, shmita comes and goes. So then it's he's pater from the shvua, because shmita cancels the shvua just like it cancels the actual chov itself. It's dafka a shvua that's on account of a loan that shmita will cancel. If the shvua is on account of something that's not a loan, then just like Shemitah does not cancel other types of chovos that are not a loan, Shemitah also doesn't cancel the shvuah that comes about as a result of those chavos. Okay, kol nishban shabbat. So now we get to the Gemara. Kol nishban shabbator nishban v'lo mishalmin. We said all the shvuos midar raisa, the person who takes the shvuah now doesn't have to pay, but there is a series of five nishban v'notlin. So minolan, how do I know this klal that every shvuah in the Torah is nishban v'lo mishalmin? Damar krak, because the pasuk says when it talks about the shvuah of a shomer sachar who says that an ones happened and that's why the object he was supposed to watch is no longer here. V'lokach bala v'lo yishalem. That the bala pikadon, who's toveh the shomer, accepts the shvua, and the shomer is then lo yishalem. He doesn't pay. So it sounds like misha alav l'shalem lo shvua. The one who normally would have to pay, who normally would have to give the money, he's the one that takes the shvua. He has the chiv shvua, so he's nishba'in. V'lo mishalmin. He takes the shvua and he doesn't pay. But the Mishnah then went on to say, Ve'elu nishban v'notlin. We have a list of five people that are nishban v'notel, and the first person on the list was a sachir. And that's what the rest of the daf is going to be about. It's going to be about the sachir who's nishba v'notel. So, Maishna sachir, the Tekin in the Rabban, the Mishtava v'shakil. Why is it that the Chum made a special takana for the sachir that he could take a shavua and he can get paid? Some of them are Shmuel. Halachos gedolos shanukan. When it comes to these shavuos, there are big halachos going on over here. So before we really answer the question and explain what the answer is, we first have to explain that phrase. We're calling this halachos gedolos. It seems to be neither halachos nor gedolos. Halachos, hani hilchseninu? Halachos means halachos Moshe Mitzinai. This isn't halachos Moshe Mitzinai. This is a takanos chachamim. So ele'ema takanos gedolos shanukan. You're right. It should have said takanos gedolos. So it says the Gemara, gedolos, mechal dika katana. katanos. Sounds like there are takanos katanos that are, you know, something's only gadol by comparison to that which is katan. So what does it mean? Are there takanos chum that are small and takanos chum that are big? Elam Rav Nachman Rosh Shmuel, takanos kavuos shanukan. So both words, there were two words in the phrase, both of them were wrong. Right? It was halachos gadolos. No, it's takanos kavuos. That's what it is. So there are takanos that are ra'ui to be nikva. These are takanos that deserve to be in place, even though it's going to be oker din min haTorah, that normally a nitva is nishpa v'niftar, like we darshan from the pasuk. Normally, when someone is tovea money from you, you're nishpa and einu mishalim. But over here, we're making takanos to be nishpa v'notel. Akrua rabbanon l'shua mi balabayis. The rabbanon took away the shua from the balabayis, who normally gets to be nishpa and niftar v'shadua asachir, and instead we give the shua to the sachir, and he gets to control his destiny. He gets through a shvua, he'll be able to collect his wages. Why? Mishum kedei chayav. So that he'll be able to make a living, that the balabayis should not be able to control not paying the sachir. The sachir will always be able to take a shvua, so he'll know that he'll always be able to make a living. Mishum kedei chayav, the sachir continually the balabayis. What, just for the interests of the sachir being able to make a living, we're going to make a knas on the balabayis, that he has no control over the whole situation, and that any employee could just claim that he hasn't been paid, and the control is completely in the hands of the employee if he's willing to take a shavua. So balabayis gufa nichle de mishtav v'sachir v'shakil. Now the balabayis wants that arrangement. He wants the sachir to be able to have that kind of control. It's hard to find good workers, and if a worker knows that he'll always be able to control whether he gets paid or not, it'll be easier for you to find an employee. So the balabayis is happy with such an arrangement. Says Gemara, adraba sachir nichle de mishtav v'sachir. I could have argued just as easily the other way, that the sachir needs work, and he's only going to get hired if the balabayis knows that it's a low-risk kind of thing to hire this guy. But if the balabayis is going to think that any sachir that I hire is going to just take a shavua and get paid whenever he wants, maybe he's not going to be so eager to hire people. Meaning, what it boils down to is, you know, sometimes it's the market is such where a lot of people are looking for work, and sometimes the market is such where it's hard to find a good worker. So that could go either way, meaning there's no, it depends on the kalafia makom vazman, that can shift in one direction or the other. What's minimum wage or whatever, like there are all sorts of factors. How much disability or whatever, unemployment are they giving people, and is it worth it? There are all sorts of factors that go into those kinds of things. So that could go either way. So says Gemara, balabayis al korche ogar. No, the balabayis, he needs workers. He can't function. His business can't run without workers. Well, sachernami al korche mitgar. Well, sachern needs work. He can't function without work. So everybody needs everything. So we have no indication yet whatsoever as to why it is that we've given the sachir the right to take the shvua to get paid. Ella balabayis tarim bepalafu. Here's the real reason. The balabayis needs to pay a lot of different employees. And since he's got so much going on, it could be that he paid one and he didn't pay the other, but he thought he paid the other. And after, he got confused between his workers. The worker, he says, is only, this is it. This is his parnassa. So he knows whether he got paid or not. The balabayis, it's more likely, made a mistake, an honest mistake. I mean, he really thinks you're going to tell the balabayis, take a shvua, they didn't pay. He'll take the shvua because he thinks he's telling the truth. But it could be that he's confused. The worker, we could trust that if he's taking the shvua and he's being truthful, that the truth, that his truthful shvua is the actual truth. So ask the Gemara, if it's mistaken that the balabayis is mistaken, then v'leisa v'below shvua. Why should the worker have to take a shvua at all? Just pay him. So k'day lav is daita shel balabayis, because the balabayis wants to feel that that he's taken care of, that there's, to calm him down, that he's suspicious, because he really thinks in his head that he's paid this guy. So in order to make him more comfortable with paying him again, he wants the guy should at least take a shvua. So ask the Gemara, if that's the reason for the shvua, v'leisav le'be'edim, why don't the Chum just make a takana that a balabayis should never pay his workers unless there are edim there that he paid him? And if they're that way, if there's any disagreement later on, and there's not going to be edim that he was paid, So the edim, meaning if there are no edim that he paid him, the sacher should be able to take without a shvua. So why did they impose a shvua? Wouldn't it have been easier to just impose that when you pay, make sure there are records, make sure there are pay stubs, make sure it's in the system, make sure it's clear who got paid, who didn't get paid. So it says, tzricha le'milsa. It's a big tircha to find edim every time you want to pay an employee. So why didn't the chamim be misakin that the balabai should give the wages to the worker before the workday starts? Why is it that the wages always get paid after the workday? So it says, everyone wants that. Shneim rotzim ba kafa. No one wants to get paid. No one wants the payment to go before the workday starts. Certainly the balabayis is not happy to pay for work that didn't happen yet, because it may not happen. And even the worker, he's going to pay him at the beginning of the day. He's going to get hungry in the middle of the day, so he's going to go out and he's going to spend all the money you paid him. He's going to lose the money. He's going to fall out of his pocket. He's not interested in also the way somebody should Rimigash understands is that psychologically he doesn't like that sense of like, I'm locked into this. I don't want to get paid in advance because then I can't quit. You know, I feel like I'm forced to do the work. I'd rather do the work with flexibility, and then I'll get paid at the end of the day. Okay, Ihach, he asked the Gemara if the reason the Chamor Masakin and the Sacher is Nishma Venotel is because the Balabais is Tarud Bepoalov. He's so busy with his workers. Afilu Katzatz Nami, even when the Balabais and the Sachir, in the case where they disagree how much what the wages were, meaning what the salary is, the halacha should be that the Sachir should be able to take a shavua that yes, you had agreed to pay me $1 million, $9 an hour, and therefore, and he should be able to get paid whatever you. So Alama Tanya, why does the Bryce say Uman Omer Shtayim Ksasi Livalo Omer Lo Ksasi Lucha Ela Achas? That if the worker claims that I'm supposed to get two slaim, and the Balabai says no, your wages are one sela an hour. Hamotzi Mechaveru Alav Haraya. The worker is going to have to bring a raya that he's not given the right to take a shavua. Why don't we say the same svar? Well, the Balabai has so many workers, he can't keep track of all of it, and the worker knows better. So Ksitz Vade Mitka Dakerle. No, he knows what his pay scale is. He knows what his pay structure is, and he knows how much he pays, how much he's willing to pay an employee. So Iach Yafilu Avers Manonami. If that's the case, for the reason of the takana is because the Balabai is so tar bepolov that even in the case where the sachir is toveya from the Balabai is after the zman is already over, and the Balabai said he already paid him, the din should still be that the sachir is nishpa v'notel. Alama Tanya, why then do we have a brisa that Avers Manu v'lo nasalo hareza einu nishpa v'notel? That if the zman already passed and he hadn't yet gotten paid, so then you cannot be nishpa v'notel. Well, chazaka in Balabai is over b'baltalin, because you have a chazaka that the Balabais is not going to be over on baltalin. So if it's already later, it would have been a violation of a nisr d'oraisa of lo solin pula sachiritcha ad boker, of delaying payment. We assume that didn't happen. Va'amrit Balabais tar b'paalavu. Ask the Gemara, why is that chazaka work if we assume the Balabais is busy with all of his workers? So maybe he's distracted. So says Marna, hani mili, that idea that we think the Balabais is so tar b'paalav and he thinks he already paid the sachir is mekami dunti zman chiyuva. That's before the zman of the chiyuv to pay comes. But kimati zman chiyuva, when the first of the month comes, when the when he's got to make payroll, rami anafshei midkar, he's going to focus on it and he'll make sure to remember to take care of all of his workers. V'chisachir avr mishum bal tigzal. So he said, no, we trust the Balabais because he would never violate bal talin. And you think the sachir is going to violate bal tigzal, that he's going to steal by asking to get paid twice? So Gabi Balabais, he could trei chazaki. The Balabais has two chazakas that help his taina. Chado dein Balabais over Baltalin, one chazaka that he doesn't violate Baltalin, the chado dein sachar mishoscharo, and another chazaka that the sachar wouldn't have waited so long to get paid. He wants to get paid first of the month, and if it's not, it's already a few days later, he wouldn't have waited a few days later. He wouldn't have allowed himself to wait to get paid. Period. So now says Gemara, Amar Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel, Lo Shanu, this din that a sacher could be nishma v'notel is only elish shescharo be'edim. Says Rav Nachman Amar Shmuel that's only if you hired him with edim. There are edim that are made that the Balabai said to the sacher, you work for me today and I will pay you. And they were made that the sacher did that work that day. And therefore the Balabai is not able to contradict the whole arrangement and say, I don't know who this guy guy is. I never hired him at all. But if you hired him without Eidim, the Baal Bayis could say, I already paid you, and he's Patr even without a Shvua, because since he could look at the worker and say, I don't even know who you are. I never hired you. So we're going to believe him to say, I hired you and I paid you. So Rabbi Yitzchak says, ah, that's just like Rabbi Yochanan said. Just like Rabbi Yochanan said, Mechal de Palagale Reish Lakish, that implies that the one who normally argues with Rabbi Yochanan didn't agree to that. That Reish Lakish must have disagreed. So it says, some say that Reish Lakish was busy drinking when Rabbi Yochanan said that, and that's why he was quiet. And by the time he finished taking his drink, Rabbi Yitzchak had left, so he didn't know whether Reish Lakish agreed to Rabbi Yochanan. He could only say on good authority that Rabbi Yochanan holds this way, but he doesn't know whether Reish Lakish ever ultimately agreed. Others say Reish Lakish was sitting there silently because that's what he did. He would always wait for Rabbi Yochanan to finish being masbir, everything he holds and everything he thinks. He didn't just, as soon as he heard something he didn't like, just jump in and start talking. He waited till Rabbi Yochanan said everything and said, got everything off his chest. So that's why he didn't know whether Reish Lakish agreed or disagreed. In Marnami, Amar Rav Menashe Bar Zvid Amar Rav Lo Shanu El Shescharo Be'edim Av Shescharo Shalom Be'edim Chok Sheyachalom El Lo Schatich Me'olam Yachalom El Lo Schatich V'Nasat Elach Schercha. That Rav Menashe Bar Zvid Amar Rav says the same thing that Shmuel had said, right? That Rav Nachman Rav Shmuel had said that the whole din that the Sacher could be Nishpa V'Notel is only if we independently know that there was this employment arrangement. But if we don't know that there was this employment arrangement, the Baal Bayis can deny the whole thing, and therefore he could claim that he already paid it. Wow, what a beautiful teaching. So Rava says to Rami Bar Chama, my Mal Yusa, what's so great about it? Im Kain, if you're going to say that the Baal Bayis is Naman with Amigo, Shvua Shomer D'chi of Rachmana, a Shvua V'Shomer Sachar, who tainas that there was an onus on the Pikadon that he was given, where the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mechayiv in the Torah to take a Shvua, Heichim Mishkach. So where are you going to find such a Shvua? We should always believe the Tain even without a Shvua, because after all, you always have Amigo. Mitok Shiyach Alomelo Lahadam, since he could have said, the Shomer could have said to the Mafkid, I don't know what you're talking about, I was never your Shomer at all, Yach Alomelo Nansu, shouldn't he be believed with the Tain of Ones? So isn't that the same thing over here? And we don't believe a Shomer Sachar to say Lahadam, or to say Nenas Migo Lahadam, so why should I believe a Baal Bayis to say I already paid your wages, Migo Lahadam? So answers Rami Bar Chama that we do believe a Shomer that Tainas Nansu Bimigo that he could have said Lahadam. Shvus HaShomrim is only Ta'afka Lebe'edim. Shvus HaShomrim only applies when the Pikadon was given with Edim. So Rava asks, even if it was given with Edim, we should still believe the Taina that it was Nanas with Amigo. Mitok Shiach Halomerlo Hichzartiv Lach Yach Halomerlo Nansu. He could have been Taina that I gave it back to you, and from that alone he should be believed to say that it was Nanas. So Zimra Da'afka Le'Bishtara. No, he gave it to him with a Shtar, and as long as the Mafkid has the Shtar, the Shomer can't say Hichzartiv, because if it was Hichzartiv, why do I still have the Shtar? So we're going to pick up tomorrow is the Gemara is going to be medayik from the diun between Rav and Rami Bar Chama what they would hold about the returning a pikadon. So Ben Shem will pick up in the middle of that discussion tomorrow. Everyone have a good day.